Look at the tested and declare before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Trust a big button to smile. See, I come from Boston. I'm going to tell you all about how I love New England. It's my favorite place. You know, I've been all around the world, but I love New England best. I might be prejudiced, but it's true. I love New England best. Well, now, give me a D, maestro. That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home? Oh, I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it, dum de dum de dum de dum de dum day. Israel's arid plain. It's magnificent, but so's Maine. I'm talking dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Right away. Oh, one more time of this way. Dum de dum de dum dum de. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum dum de dum de. Oh, New England. Go. Dum de dum de dum dum de dum de.
I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's a much too late for me to take. Too late.
Got some Marky Mark going on right now.
Wait, it's not going loud. Yeah.
And while Marky Mark's cruising away in the background, we're going to talk about what we've listened to so far. So, like I said, we started out with The Impression That I Get by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones off of their album Let's Face It. Then we had a classic, Poison, by Belle Biv DeVoe off the album Poison. Most famous for its featuring in Turk's Dance in Scrubs. Ooh. I don't know if that's...
Never watched Scrubs, but...
Great scene. Then we had one of my favorite songs, About, by, etc., New England, which was New England off the album Roadrunner, the Berkeley Collection. The Berserkly Collection by Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. Highly recommend checking out Jonathan Richman.
Fantastic song.
Yes. Then we had Lake Street Dive, another Boston band, covering I Want You Back, which was not by a Boston band, but Lake Street Dive is a Boston band, so we're going to let it fly. Now we're listening to Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, the song Good Vibrations off the album Music for the People. Coming up next, we have a Harry and the Potters song called Gone Campin' off their album Lumos.
Andrew and I saw Harry and the Potters a couple weeks ago in, where, at the Bowery?
The Middle East.
Oh yeah, the Middle East, in Boston, and they were fantastic. And they actually have a wide collection of music, and so we found Accio Fish there.
Yeah, Wizard Rock.
Yeah, Rock.
Then we're going to have Restless Year by Ezra Furman, who is a Tufts alum. Go Bows.
Go Bows.
Then we're going to have Flavor of the Week by American Hi-Fi, one of my favorite angsty songs. And we'll keep cruising from there. But first, we have a message from Emma.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Excellent.
Very important, guys.
And now we're going to hit you with a little Harry and the Potters.
About what's going on in my head. I'm just trying to find another lead we can work with. Running around in circles, feeling like you're over rose. Don't need a woman to be cooking my meals for me. Those gendered roles are antiquated, it's not fair to Hermione. Maybe I should take a moment learning how to catch some fish. Wish I weren't so unprepared. Wish food didn't seem so rare. Wish magic could help us here. Yeah, if only some kind of spell could help with it. Something like Accio Fish. Don't need a lecture about the loved ones I left behind. If you could see inside my head, you know they're always on my mind. Your family, but I'm not your enemy. Don't need you whining about your mommy conjuring some food. She ain't working outside games, laws of transfiguration. Though we were in this together, thought you knew what you signed up for. Wish I weren't so unprepared. Wish Dumbledore left a plan. With these riddles we could use a hand. Yeah, camping in the woods, eating mushrooms sure sounds fun. Unless you've been doing it for months. sure sounds fun until you've been doing it for months.
Nintendo, I wish that I could. These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket just as wife and family went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the station and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15, and through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul.
He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who never return. He's the man.
See the glazed eyes, touch the dead skin, feel the cold lips, and know the warmth of the hip-death goddess.
Touch my hand and you.
Thank you.
Emma here. We are switching our sets now.
Yeah.
Last half has been Andrew, and he's going to give a little spiel on what we've been listening to recently.
Yeah, so after Flavor of the Week, a classic jam that a friend from middle school and I used to jump around on his bed to, we had Boston by Noah Chenfeld, which was, I really like that song. It's off the, it's just a single off the single Boston. And it mentions the T, so then we switch that to a song completely about the T, the MTA by the Kingston Trio, which is like a classic song about the Boston T, I guess, which I learned doing research for this. And then right now what we're listening to is, I think, the Boston band with the best name, which is Ultimate Spinach.
Ultimate Spinach!
And this song is, open parentheses, Ballad of, close parentheses, the Hip Death Goddess. All capitalized, classic Ultimate Spinach right there.
Yeah. Wow, that name just really suits.
Yeah, and you know they love it because the, oh yeah, and you, well, and you know they love Ultimate Spinach because the album name is Ultimate Spinach.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they're kind of cool. Kind of a, they're from 2000. This album was released in 2006, but it's kind of a cool hip psychedelic rock type thing that seems a little anachronistic. So I'll turn the reins over to you, Emma.
Yeah, so coming up, we have the better half of our show with, well, I won't reveal the artists. I'm sure you'll know the first. It's a classic, classic song, one that truly never gets old. And I didn't know that they were from Boston, so I'm sure you'll be excited to find that out as well. Here we go. Pixies with Where Is My Mind?
Stop. We'll be right back. you met her, you would love her. If you met her, you would love her. If you met her. The wind whispers to me softly, like it's calling me to something that I've wanted all my life, but never know. Starlight.
right. That was Melt with Sour Candy. I believe the band is NYC-based, but the lead singer, Veronica, goes to Tufts. She's a fantastic human being. Definitely check out the rest of their music. Sorry for the abrupt change. Andrew forgot sort of the computer phone sync concept. But next we will be listening to Alien Blues by Wunderbar, and Andrew's going to be closing the show because I have to leave. But here we go.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is us closing out, or I guess just me closing out Northwest McKenna. And that was Wunderbar with Alien Blues. And then coming up next, we have Can I Get the Real Stuff by Gorilla Toss. The first group apparently signed by DFA Records, which is James Murphy of LCD Sound Systems Records. So says Emma. That's the spiel I'm supposed to give. So we'll see if she knows what she's talking about. Thank you for listening. Tune in a couple of weeks, and we'll see you then. All right, enjoy.